They used to have contests, didn't they, where they get people
up? Yeah, hog calling contests.
They never tried that with hogs, though, did they? It was just somebody, you man, get up and judge who could call best. That's a crazy thing. How about your chickens?
Well, this can be as many feathers down Nut Mountain thing. They're already there. You don't have to call them much, but these boys that got lots of chickens, they got them in the cage houses. They don't have to call them. They know where they're at all the time.
When you have virgin land, what do you do before you can plant anything in it?
You can what we call break it. Some people call it flat break it, and some say just break it.
Now, would this be one with growth, or just grass, or with other things on it?
Grass and stuff. You can't plow much of that brush on it. It takes some to plow that on it. That take it off out of the way up by the roots and the back.
We used to call it clearing land whenever I was a kid.
And that old boy we was talking to up out there, old Jim Lester, that beast school. He taking a lot of it out them blackjack spouts with a grubbing over the shovel.
Yeah, it's hard in the back and the arms.
So we done about 100 acres that way.
My goodness, how long did it take you?
Always 2-3 winters. We put in about 25-30 acres every winter. Start in the fall, we got a crop out. Stay to planting time next spring.
There goes the resting time, huh?
Yeah.
What did you do with it after you plowed it?
Well, we used to hurry it. We peddle it down.
Didn't have tendon and disc and things then much, but you just hurry it down and worked it up best you could and then plant it.
Did you have any stones or rocks in it?
Oh, not much. We didn't hear.
We didn't go out of there.
And then when you plow, what do you call a part that a groove that the plow cuts?
What do you mean, the furrow?
Yeah, that's the one.
They call them shears.
The shear, put it down in there, and then runs it up on the mold board, you know, and throws it over. That leaves you a nice clean fur behind there.
In the early days when you cut wheat, how did it come out? Little things?
What, the binder, you mean?
Yeah.
It tied into little bundles.
And then what did you do with the bundles?
You shocked them up and dried out by, on Martin Luther's day, is before your days.
Mm-hmm. We stacked it.
Stacked it a lot of times. Sometimes they'd haul it out of the field, or they'd just come in and haul it out and thrash it right in the field. But if it had to wait long, they'd haul it out and stack it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd stack it room enough for this separator to get in between two stacks, you know, and you could pitch off of this stack and two fellas off of that stack over there.
Mm-hmm.
Made it pretty nice, but you had to hand that wheat twice, where you just hand it once and brought it out of the shop.
Mm-hmm.
We started our thrasher, we started in the shops, and them boys that were way off from us, but we got theirs out of the stack. They had it stacked. We'd start when it'd get dry enough to thrash, and we was out 2 months, maybe, or sometimes three, I guess. We thrashed a circle there about 15 miles